straight to me. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. See my face in lights, on my name, a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Beautiful night at Maimonides Park as the Brooklyn Cyclones and Winston-Salem Dash do the hustle on Tribute to Disco Night, Italian Heritage Night, the whole kit and caboodle. It's a good night tonight to be a Brooklyn Cyclones fan. First 2,000 fans received a Forza soccer jersey on their way into the ballpark. First pitch coming up at 7 o'clock. And hopefully, as everybody shows up and shows out, hopefully the Cyclones can walk through the turnstiles themselves tonight. We have been scratching our heads the last two nights wondering where, oh where, did those little Cyclones go? Go back to Tuesday, Brooklyn just two runs on nine hits. They ended up leaving 10, but kind of sleptwalked through that game, lost 4-2. Well, so we thought they sleptwalked through that game. And then we saw yesterday, 8-0 loss, two hits. And if you weren't named Jose Peroza, you had no hits. And so tonight, hoping for a little bit of a change, a little bit of a return to their identity. Brooklyn sends out Dominic Hamill against one of the top prospects for Chicago. That is Andrew Dahlquist. So two top 30s tonight. Getting excited for a 7 o'clock first pitch. My name is Keith Rad. Send it over to Nick DeLuca for our pregame show.
Thanks so much. Certainly a balancing act for the Cyclones and Luis Rivera, knowing that they, on the whole of the season, especially with Stanley Consuegra and Alex Ramirez coming up at the beginning of July, this is a team that has swung it pretty well. So don't necessarily want to overreact to two tough games to begin this series against Winston-Salem. But it is puzzling because the Dash have not pitched well so far this year. Fourth highest ERA in the South Atlantic League coming into this series, and yet the Cyclones have scored just 2 runs in 2 games. So Brooklyn trying to get the offense back on track, and with the back-to-back losses, have fallen out of first place in the North Division. Hudson Valley winning each of the first 2 games of their series against Jersey Shore. So Brooklyn enters today half a game back of first in the South Atlantic League North Division. Just 2 runs in 2 games. Shutout yesterday. Jose Peroza had the 2 hits for the Cyclones, as Keith mentioned. The rest of Brooklyn's lineup, how about 0-27 with 13 strikeouts? A couple of walks mixed in there, but just a tough day at the plate for Brooklyn, trying to manufacture some more offense as we head into tonight. Pitching wasn't at its best yesterday either. Cyclones were sluggish early with the bats. That continued, but the pitching after 3 scoreless from Oscar Rojas, not able to really keep them in it and give them much of a chance. Trying to piece it together after that trade of Nick Swak and Carson Seymour going to Cam Mop, Justin Courtney, and those guys needing to stretch it out a little bit more maybe than they are used to. Certainly tired toward the tail end of their respective outings, and Winston-Salem, middle of the road in runs scored, but certainly showing off the power in this series, took advantage. The Dash in 2 games against Brooklyn pitching this year, hitting .311. And in the first 2 games of this series, how about 8 extra base hits, 5 home runs, and it has been that consistent punch from Ben Norman and Tyler Osick, who have homered in each of the first 2 games in this series. Cyclones pitching trying to find some way to deal with those guys in the middle of the order. And, oh yeah, Tyler Osick, he hit for the Cycle yesterday, so there's that too. Has been unstoppable, as has the rest of this Winston-Salem lineup in the first 2 games of this series. So it's up to Dominic Hamill, number 9 prospect in the Mets organization, to try and deliver Brooklyn a good start, hoping that he can get some run support as the night wears on. Brooklyn had just 2 hits yesterday, both off of 1 bat. That Jose Peroza, had a chance to catch up with him here on Cyclones pregame, asked him about trying to get the offense going and maybe what he figured out that the rest of the lineup did not. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Thursday, game 3 from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn looking to get on the board in the 6-game set with Winston-Salem tonight at 7 o'clock. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones infielder Jose Peroza. Jose, the offense has slowed down to start this series, just 2 runs in the first 2 games after being shut out yesterday. What's made Winston-Salem's pitching so difficult to handle?
Nada, simplemente que las decisiones de nosotros los bateadores no han sido las mejores, pero seguimos en el juego de hoy para ganar y terminar ganando la serie.
He said that he doesn't see anything, that it's just our hitter making bad decisions, chasing pitches and not being ready to hit. Today's another day, and hopefully we win the series.
Coming off an emotional series in Hudson Valley, taking 4 of 6, do you sense any letdown from that set?
O sea, simplemente veníamos con la emoción de haber ganado la serie al rival que que iba junto con nosotros en la tabla de posición, pues llegamos aquí y nos encontramos con el juego perdido. Las emociones siguen.
You said that, yeah, it was very emotional over there, and a lot of energy, and we tried to do the same thing here, but we're not having some results. But like he said before, today is another day.
Knowing it's a long season and hitting is going to be up and down, how do you guys as a lineup guard against trying to do too much, knowing that you've been pretty good recently outside of a two-game skid?
Él trabajando fuerte, descansando el cuerpo de uno para seguir dando el 100%.
They keep working hard in the cages and a lot of rest, so we can be with a lot of energy and play two of their best in games.
Jose, you had both of the team's hits yesterday. What did you seem to figure out that the rest of the lineup didn't?
Pues, o sea, vine desde el primer juego porque ellos tenían una localización de picheo y ayer tres me trabajaron igual y ayer me fue mejor que antier.
He says that they pitched to him in a certain way the first day, and then he did the adjustment, and yesterday they pitched him the same way. I think that's why making the adjustment, because they was the second day in a row pitching the same way. So I mean, the adjustment, he was a successful game yesterday.
When you widen the scope for you, Jose, you're a .297 hitter since June the 28th. What's clicked for you since then?
Mi timing, controlar mi swing, y siempre buscar a darle en la maceta a la pelota.
He said first of all, his timing, swinging under control, and try to square the ball. That's something that he's been doing and it's been working.
Earlier on this season, Luis talked about reassuring you during some of the early struggles. How much did that help you in giving you confidence to know that you'd be able to turn it around and find the stretch that you found recently?
Me ayudó a encontrar el punto que en realidad estaba mal, y gracias a ustedes, a los coaches, pude encontrar ese punto, pues, y seguir motivado a venir a trabajar temprano, siempre hacer las cosas bien.
Oh yes, thank you for the coaches, Richie and I, that helped him, and everybody, all the coaches, that helped him to get there, to click, and now he's there, just continue to keep working so he can keep producing.
Jose, I'll wrap it up on this one. You're playing shortstop today. How big an adjustment is that for you, and what do you prefer, shortstop or third base?
No, obviamente me gusta más jugar tercera, pero, o sea, el ajuste no es tan grande, simplemente es el timing con el piche y el seteo de los pies, pero eso ya como que venía en mí, pues, porque ya eso sale natural.
No, he says that he likes to play third better, but he said that he needs to like move his feet a little bit more and set his feet, but he said it comes natural because he's been practicing like that since before he became a professional, so to some guys it becomes natural, so for him it's natural.
Jose, appreciate the time. Luis, thanks so much for the translation. That's Cyclones infielder Jose Peroza. Cyclones pregame continues right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rise statuette,
the Marble Rise?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com. At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn trying to get back on track after losses in back-to-back games to open this series. They've fallen out of first in the North Division in the South Atlantic League. Brooklyn coming into play tonight at 18-14 on the second half. And Winston-Salem out of the South Division at 15-17, 48-50 on the full season, as are the Brooklyn Cyclones. Around the Mets minor league report, Syracuse lost to Lehigh Valley 6-1 last night. Trevor Cahill gave up 4 runs, 3 earned in 2 innings. Suffered his first loss of the season. Francisco Alvarez drove a first pitch home run out of the ballpark in the 7th inning for the team's lone run. He has reached base in 12 consecutive games for Syracuse. Binghamton beat Somerset 6-2. Alex Valverde made his 10th start of the season but did not factor into the decision after 2 scoreless. Ronnie Mauricio hit a pair of singles to drive in a run, has 11 hits in his last 6 games, hitting .393 with 3 homers and a double with 6 RBIs, OPS over 1,200 in that span. Wyatt Young extended his hitting streak to 13 games with 2 singles, and Brett Beatty, 1-for-4 with an RBI, pair of runs scored with a walk, has reached base safely in his last 16 straight games, slashing .424, .506, .742 with 6 doubles, 5 homers, and 20 runs driven in. And at low A, St. Lucie topped Daytona 5-1. Calvin Ziegler, last year's second-round pick, won 2/3 of an inning in his first start since June the 16th, allowed 1 unearned run. Junior Tien smacked 2-out RBI single to left center field to tie the game. Omar De Los Santos hit an RBI single in the 8th to take the lead, and Joel Diaz earned the win after 6 scoreless innings in relief with a season-high 6 strikeouts. So Brooklyn looking to get into the win column for the first time in this series against Winston-Salem. Get you over to Keith Rad for lineups and first pitch here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Yeah, let's do it tonight for Game 3. Winston-Salem managed by Lorenzo Bundy. His team 15-17 in the second half. 6 back in the South Division of the South Atlantic League. Second baseman Alexander Womack leads off, followed by the number one White Sox prospect, shortstop Colson Montgomery. Ben Norman, Luis Mieses, and Tyler Osick hit 3, 4, and 5. Norman in left field hitting 3rd. Mieses in right hitting cleanup. And Osick, who had a cycle yesterday as the DH in the 5 spot. 6th hitter, that's the catcher Adam Hackenberg. The 7-man, first baseman lefty Harvin Mendoza. 3rd baseman Jason Matthews hits 8th. And the center fielder Cabrera Weaver rounds out the lineup. And he is batting 9th with Andrew Dahlquist on the mound against Brooklyn. One more time at the dash. It's Womack at 2nd, Montgomery at short, Norman in left, Mieses in right, Osick the DH, Hackenberg the catcher, Mendoza at 1st, Matthews at 3rd, and Weaver in center. Now for the Cyclones, who are 18-14, Luis Rivera has Matt Rudick leading off, playing left field. 2nd baseman Rowdy Jordan hits behind him, and he's followed by Alex Ramirez, the center fielder. Nick Gattis hits cleanup. He does the catching. Stanley Consuegra shakes it up a little bit. He's in the 5 spot tonight playing right field. Shortstop Jose Peroza, just heard from him on the pregame show. He bats 6th. 7, 8, and 9 hitters rounding out the lineup. Jose Maina, the DH. The 3rd baseman Jalen Palmer hits 8th. And Joe Swazi at 1st base bats 9th with Dominic Hamill on the mound. It is a blustery, windy Thursday night. And hopefully for the Cyclones, the winds of change are coming to this series. Winston-Salem has won the first 2 games. We'll take one more break, but when we get back from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday Night Meal Deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up Deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under the sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Back to Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
One pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez with a ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Wilson by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, plays game three of a six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash, the high A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Happy Thursday night, everybody, from the Catbird seat alongside Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad. Tonight, game 99 of the 132-game season and game three of this six-game set. The Cyclones desperate for a dub. Brooklyn has dropped the first two games of this series and has fallen out of first place. Hudson Valley has enjoyed what has been a nice series in Lakewood. Sometimes all of the series in Lakewood are nice for who is ever playing Jersey Shore. But granted, the Cyclones need to take care of business at home. And right now have a plus 19 run differential tie with Hudson Valley and the top of that metric in the North Division. So they're right there. They just have to get over this little hump that they are under and hoping that Hamill can leap over that hump. Dominic makes the start tonight, returns to the mound in Coney Island after one of his best, if not the best, start with the Cyclones last week against those Hudson Valley Renegades. So Hamill has shown that he can rise to the occasion. He is the number 9 prospect in the Mets organization and the second best pitching prospect behind right-hander Matt Allen, who's still recovering from Tommy John surgery. We've yet to see him surface in a couple of years. Winston-Salem's Alexander Womack leads off. He's a right-handed swinger. Hamill looks over the glove, looks at the target, fires his first pitch. It's caught on a miss for strike one. And we're underway a little bit after 7 o'clock on this Thursday night. Windy off the beach tonight. An understatement. The 0-1. Changeup floats in on Womack. 1-1. Comfortable 82 degrees. The wind gusting in tonight at 16 miles an hour. Good luck hitting it out to right. The 1-1. Womack stares at a knee-high fastball strike at 91. 1-2. The second baseman hitting at 296 with a 377 on base. 7 homers, 31 RBIs. He slides up to the top spot in the lineup. Duke Ellis has the night off. He's the usual leadoff hitter. Hamill's 1-2. Slider, nub, foul. Womack lunging across the plate just to flick it off the outside corner and stay alive. Gorgeous sunset night tonight. You can see it starting to develop over the water out in right field. Parachute jump, staring down at us from above on the boardwalk. Hamill's 1-2. Popped up, back of first. Swazi goes out for it, into foul ground, near the warning track, makes the catch. And there's one away. So Swazi manning first base. You're wondering, where in the world is JT Schwartz? That's a good question. He was hit by a pitch over the weekend in Hudson Valley, and we thought maybe a day, maybe two. Well, he's actually been put on the injured list. So it may be a week, it may be 2 weeks for JT Schwartz. So Joe Swazi getting a ton of reps at first base. Rowdy Jordan at second. Jose Peroza at short. And Jalen Palmer at third tonight. Here's Colson Montgomery with one out. First one from Hamill. Missed outside at 91. 1-0. In the outfield, Matt Rudick plays in left field. He's under the video scoreboard. Alex Ramirez in center. And Stanley Consuegra in right. The catcher working with Dom Hamill. That's Nick Gattis. The 0-1 to Montgomery. Caught on a miss. High fastball to even the count. Colson switch a lefty batter hitting a 271. 4 homers, 10 RBIs. 403 on base percentage. 1-1. Hamill misses off the plate. 2-2. Colson had the day off yesterday. Played in Tuesday's game. Had a late walk but was 0-4. 2-1. High and outside. Hamill misses with the change, and it's 3. Montgomery, last year's first-round pick by Chicago. He's just 20 years old from Jasper, Indiana. 3-1. Down and in. So Hamill walks the second batter of the game. Montgomery trots down to first base with one out. Dom steps in. Excuse me, Nick. Dom steps in with a 35% strikeout rate, 12% walk rate, and a FIP of 2.38.
Been the one hole in the armor, just making sure that he is in the zone all the time. Otherwise, he has been so good.
This lefty, Ben Norman. Speaking of been so good, here's Ben. Pitch. Backdoor slider miss up and away to the lefty for 1. Well, you just look at this series. Norman with a home run and a double on Tuesday. Did not take a break yesterday. Had a single and a 2-run home run. Waggles his bat, the 1-0. Fastball popped up and into the crowd, third base side, out of play. So this string of lefties, Montgomery, Norman, and Miesis, who can all hit the ball out of the ballpark, have their work cut out for them tonight with that Coney Island wind. Yesterday, a little bit of silent wind. Tuesday, not much wind at all. Today is the identity of this ballpark. So all these lefties who have been hitting the ball in the backyard may have a tough time tonight. 1-1. Caught on a miss. Nasty slider from Dominic Hamill. Down and in. Norman at 314. 9 homers, 22 RBIs. 368 on base percentage. No score, top of the first. Just getting started. One on, one out for the dash. Hamill slide step. 1-2. Blew it by him at 92 miles an hour, and he strikes out Ben Norman. Nick, you're absolutely right, Nick, about the walks. But a good bounce back for Dom Hamill.
And putting together that really good sequence against Norman, who has been so hot recently, that fastball just attacking, and that's what you want to see.
Two outs, runner at first base for lefty Luis Meneses. Tall lefty batter. First one from Hamill. Fouled over the rooftop, third base side. Strike one. Meneses at 288. 10 homers, 66 RBIs, 332 on base. And again, an eye-popping 32 doubles. Small lead from Montgomery at first. Hamill's 0-1. Swing and a miss at a soft change. Meneses, a sellout for the fastball. He is so swing happy. Walk rate, basically single digits. About 4, 5, 6% depending on the week. He just loves to swing. Hamill sets belt high in his white Cyclones jersey. Here comes the 0-2. Tap foul off his body and back out to Hamill. So it stays 0-2 on Meneses. Mickey Smith behind home plate. He's joined by John Budka Jr. Yesterday and Tuesday, Smith was joined by Joe Iglio. Iglio, a local umpire. Budka Jr., also a local umpire. He's filling in for the tandem for the week with Mickey Smith. Luis Rivera went out there to have a conversation with Smith after that foul ball, ground ball, but it quite obviously went off Meneses' front foot and back out to Hamill. Top of the first inning, Hamill a strike away. 0-2. Missed inside, pushed up the first baseline by Nick Gattis. That keeps Montgomery at first. So that strikeout rate mentioned for Dom Hamill, whopping 35%. He's only made four starts with Brooklyn, so somewhat inflated. Still inflated from that 10-strikeout performance that he had in six innings against Greensboro. Last home start. Hamill's 1-2. Caught on and missed. Changeup well off the plate. Meneses chased in the righty batter's box. No runs, no hits, a walk, two strikeouts, and one left. Dom with a half. Winston-Salem nothing. Brooklyn coming to bat when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Cyclones facing Andrew Dahlquist tonight. The number 11 Chicago White Sox prospect is on the bump at Maimonides Park for the first time in his young career. Dash did not score against Cyclones right-hander Dominic Hamill in the top of the first. And all eyes back on this Brooklyn offense. Cyclones have scored two runs in two games. Shut out yesterday. And if your name wasn't Jose Peraza, he did not have a hit. Luis Rivera shook up the lineup a little bit today. Has Matt Rudick leading off. Stanley Consuegra batting fifth tonight. We'll see if the changes help. First pitch from Andrew Dahlquist. The righty pours a fastball in. And it's strike one against Matt Rudick. Rudy at 207, two homers, 15 RBIs, but a 343 on base. 0-1. Change up, missed up high. Ball and a strike. Tonka is 21 years old. High school draft pick in 2019. Third rounder. The 1-1. Fouled back. So when you're a third rounder out of high school, you either go first round, second round, big money. The third round, Chicago kind of took a chance because of a big college commitment to Arizona. But there were 2 million reasons why Dahlquist made his decision. The 1-2, Ricky ball, down and in. Two balls and two strikes. And that's a good thing. Chicago said, we really, really value you. Trying to lure you away from college. We want you to pitch in our system. Up the big club one day. The 2-2, foul back. The fastball at 92 miles an hour. But it has been a struggle for Dahlquist since coming on in 2019. Big adjustment for a high school kid out of Redondo Beach, California. This year, his first year at High A. 2-2. Breaking ball. Strikes out Matt Rudick up in the zone on the outside corner. Defensively for the Dash tonight, Ben Norman in left, Cabrera Weaver in center, Luis Mieses in right. Jason Matthews at the hot corner tonight. Colson Montgomery and Alexander Womack play short and second. Marvin Mendoza at first. Adam Hackenberg behind the plate. One out, bottom of the first inning. No score. Here's Rowdy. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Little roller foul at the first baseline. Strike one. Rowdy hitting a 263, two homers, 27 RBIs. Jordan with a 362 on base. A lot of guys yesterday with a shutout. Virtually no hits. Had a lot of on-base streaks and hitting streaks. Cut off. 0-1. Tapper on the ground to second. Womack to his right. Fields in shallow right. Slings it to first to retire Rowdy. So Cyclones hoping for a bit of a rebirth today. Start the clock anew. And just get back to their identity. The reason why they're in first place, great pitching, but you've got to hit the ball, and they've been hitting the ball. So now Alex Ramirez, the Mets' number four prospect, pitch. Slider, strike one across the middle of the plate. Alex at 281, 5 homers, 19 RBIs, 337 on base percentage. The 0-1, another slider, another strike. Outside corner, Vicky Smith on the call. Nothing in two. And Ramirez calls for soft time, just barely lifts his left hand. Pivots at the wrist to get a quick time in. Steps out, steps back in. Dahlquist shaking and then likes one. Comes set. High kick. 0-2. Fastball rolled over, foul outside of third. So Dahlquist, the struggles. He's 3-7 with a 6.32 ERA. Credit him, though. 19 games, 19 starts. So he gets to 20 starts for the first time in his career. 0-2. Breaking ball. Line to center field. Here comes Weaver to make the catch on the run. And Dahlquist has a 1-2-3 inning. Done with one from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem and Brooklyn scoreless on a Thursday night on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
is our tribute to Disco Night. It's also Italian Night. Basically, Party Town tonight on a Thursday at Maimonides Park. And just getting the party started. Top half of the second inning from Coney Island. No score. Winston-Salem and Brooklyn. And the dash comes sprinting to the plate against Dominic Hamill. Hamill struck out two after a one-out walk in the first and sees Tyler Osick, Adam Hackenberg, and Harvin Mendoza 5-6 and 7. Osick gets a little bit of a jolt from the crowd. He's from Shoreham, New York, out in Suffolk County on Long Island. First pitch from Dom Hamill. Fastball hits the inside edge at the letters for strike one. Tyler hitting at 312, the on base at 391. 8 homers, 43 RBIs. Pitch. Now the fastball, this time a little up. 1-1. Osick yesterday decided, I'm going to hit for the cycle today. Hamill's 1-1. Breaking ball, just missed up for ball two. Double homer, triple, and then finish it off in the eighth inning, his final at bat of the night with a single. Here comes the 2-1. And that hit him. Got him on the arm. So Osick hit by a pitch. Dom Hamill just trying to live on the inside corner. Came too far inside. And Osick still yet to be retired since Tuesday in the second inning. So Osick's at first base. He's 3 of 3 in steals. Now here's the catcher, Hackenberg. Nobody out, top two. Pitch, slider, swoops in for a strike. And Nick touched on it in the first inning about the walks for Dom Hamill. Hit batsman, a freebie, a little bit different than a walk mentally. We'll see how Hamill does right after. Pitch to Hackenberg. Popped up into right center field. Consuegra trots in, now comes in even further, sprinting in, lost the hat and makes the catch. Now Ramirez and Consuegra have been here for 20 games or so, but not here every single night. This is probably the biggest night, Nick, that they're finding out that wind is mean. And what was a lazy fly for Consuegra turned into running for his life.
Yeah, that's for sure. And he went a good 10 to 15 feet. That thing just hitting a wall and coming all the way in. Nice job by Stanley Consuegra to react and make the play.
So now Mendoza with one out. Hamill kicks and comes home. And a big slow curve clocks in for strike one. Hackenberg, the previous batter, 236 hitter. Mendoza at 199. Perfectly under the Mendoza line. Sorry, Harvin, but you are. Hamill's 0-1. Paints the inside corner with the changeup. Strike two. Mendoza, 8 homers, though, 31 RBIs. 298 on-base percentage. Top of the second inning, no score. Runner at first with one out. Winston-Salem at the plate, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball with some gusto off the outside corner. Mendoza swung at a pitch that split the righty batter's box. And it's Hamill's second out of the second inning.
And it's that spin rate, that movement off of the pitches from Dom Hamill that makes him so effective. Mentioned how would he react to the hit by pitch. Don't necessarily worry about that because he is such a tough customer on the mound.
Two outs, runner on for the eight hitter, Jason Matthews. Pitch. Fastball at the knees on the outside corner. Connects for strike one. Matthews, a 225 hitter. 2 homers, 17 RBIs, 326 OBP. 0-1. Soft curveball outside, missing. Ball and a strike. Hamill last week at Hudson Valley. Friday night performance. 6 shutty. First time he's thrown shutout innings with the Cyclones. 1-1. Cracked foul down the first baseline. Strike two. Hamill drafted last year, third round pick out of Dallas Baptist. Went to Yavapai Junior College in Arizona, his home state. Grew up in Chandler. And finished up at Dallas Baptist. Heard his name called by the Mets. He's ahead. Here's his 1-2. Up and in. And that straightens Matthews, who took 92 right by his nostrils.
Osick hit by a pitch. He's still at first base with two outs. Hamill rumbles home. Breaking ball. Little bit up. Gattis flinched towards first. Mickey Smith really flinched at home plate. And instead of strike three, it's ball three on Jason Matthews. 50-50 call that goes Winston-Salem's way. And Hamill try again. 3-2. From the belt, the pitch. Breaking ball got him swinging. And Hamill does close the book on Winston-Salem in the top of the second inning. Another runner stranded. Another scoreless frame for Dom Hamill. And we head to the bottom of the second inning from Coney Island. Brooklyn coming to the plate in a scoreless game against Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Home half of the second inning on a Thursday night at Maimonides Park. We're scoreless. Cyclones grab the sticks against Andrew Dahlquist, who had a 1-2-3 first. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rad. This is MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Dash up on the first two of this six-game set. Cyclones looking to get one tally on their side tonight and get back to their winning ways. Nick Gattis leads off, righty catcher. Dahlquist delivers, and a fastball caught on and missed, up and in for strike one. Now, Nick, usually a very patient hitter. That was a big hack at a pitch up and out of the zone for strike one. Dahlquist lifts the leg, the 0-1. Slider, chopped foul at home plate. Nick hitting a 210, six homers, 33 RBIs, 347 on base percentage. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, 0-4. Cyclones and Dash played a Camp Day game yesterday, a noon start under the sunshine. Dahlquist 0-2. Popped up into the blue sky behind short. Montgomery walks over. The wind pushes it to Matthews, who's pushed into foul ground, and he makes the catch just outside the chalk.
Should definitely be interesting to see how everyone reacts to a ton of wind tonight. Outfielders Stanley Consuegra finding that out earlier in this ball game, but infielders as well, pop-ups, hitters got to run everything out.
That is true. Here's Stanley Consuegra, found out about that wind a half inning ago. Pitch. The righty batter takes the heat on the outside corner, 93 mile an hour, strike one. So Dahlquist four up and four down. There's one out in the second. Pitch. Line to the gap in right center field. Weaver sprinting back, turns, and makes the catch sliding towards the fence. Wow. I mean, what other ballpark do you find a play like that? Weaver playing so in, and that was destined to send over his head, and it seemed like the wind kind of pushed it back. His chest was facing the wall.
And that was an incredible play. Wind or not, outstanding jump by Weaver to run it down. That off the bat looked like a sure right center field double, if not triple, for Stanley Consuegra. The wind certainly a factor, hung up just a little bit. And Consuegra is going to walk back to the dugout with a really good swing and nothing to show for it.
So he's retired. Two down for Perosa. Pitch to Jose, ripped into left field, a base hit. Jose wastes no time. He had the only two hits yesterday, single and a late double. And he continues to whack the ball around with a two-out hit.
And he said yesterday he was a little surprised because Winston-Salem really attacked him the same way. Was expecting to have to make an adjustment coming into tonight. Well, at bat one goes to Peroza.
Jose was at 230, 312 on base, 5 homers, 29 RBIs. Here's Jose Mena, righty batter. Pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. No score, bottom of the second. Two down, Cyclones looking for a late inning rally. Peroza struts off first. The 0-1, tap foul at home plate. Back-to-back breaking balls from Andrew Dahlquist. Mena, a 224 batter with a 249 on base. So the man is all contact. Walk rate is 2% for Jose Mena. 6 homers, 24 RBIs. 0-2. Popped him up. Left side of the infield. Montgomery and Matthews. Who's going to catch it? Matthews comes down from third. And in foul ground makes the snag. Right at the lip of the third base coaching box to end the inning. So Mena pops out. The frame is over. Peroza hung out at first base. He's the only guy with any life in his bat the last two nights. We go to the third inning. No score between Winston-Salem and Brooklyn. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
On to the third inning from Maimonides Park. No score between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad here with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network, MILBD.TV. As the Cyclones look to get into the win column in game three of this series, have been outplayed the first two, trying to get the bats to wake up. Have the lone hit of the ball game, Jose Peroza with that line drive single, continuing his hot hitting, trying to get the rest of the lineup to follow suit. Dom Hamill, back-to-back scoreless frames to open the ball game. Cabrera Weaver leads it off, takes a first pitch fastball over the outside corner, nothing and one. Weaver at 135, a homer and 17 RBIs. 0-1. Line foul down the right field line off the net. No balls, two strikes. Has reached in four straight games, but just two for his last 13. Cyclones trying to get a lead tonight. Dom Hamill, a guy who is a really good candidate. 0-2, breaking ball, cut on and missed. Weaver down on strikes. It's a fifth strikeout already for Dom Hamill, one away. But Hamill, a really good candidate to help them get out to a lead. So good at the beginning of ball games, and has shown that again tonight. One away, here's Alexander Womack. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike inside corner, nothing and one. Womack popped out to first, leading off the ball game. Cyclones infield pretty well straight away. Hamill winds 0-1. Fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. Womack looking to extend a four-game hitting streak. 1-1. Breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike. So the Cyclones hoping that they can get the offense rolling today. 2-1 from Hamill. Fastball strike over the outside corner, 2-2. and at the very least give themselves an opportunity to win it at the end. Had that on Tuesday, not the case yesterday afternoon when they lost 8-0. Hamill stares in, first base side of the rubber, 2-2. Slice back to the screen, count holds. Some pretty interesting stuff around Major League Baseball this afternoon. One being a game between the A's and the Angels, 2-2, fastball up and in, and the count full. The Angels have hit 6 home runs this evening. Make it 7. My goodness, just hit another one. 3-2. Fastball caught, strike 3, inside corner. Walmack down looking, and a 6th strikeout for Dom Hamill. He's punched out 4 in a row. 2 gone in the top of the 3rd. So the Angels have hit 7 home runs today and are losing. The A's on to an 8-7 lead. Angels down to their final 2 outs. Here's Colson Montgomery. First pitch breaking ball. In for a strike. Nothing and 1. Montgomery worked a walk his first time. One of those weird situations. Seemingly can only happen to the Angels. 0-1. Fastball up and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Bases clear. 2 out. Scoreless ball game. Top of the 3rd. Game 3 between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. 1-1. Change up outside. 2 balls and a strike. Montgomery has now reached in 8 straight games, has 8 walks in that span. Number 1 prospect in the White Sox organization. 2-1. Breaking ball called strike outside edge. 2-2. Number 89 prospect in all of baseball. The only member in the Sox organization of the MLB Top 100. 2-2. Montgomery grounds it foul toward the Cyclones dugout first base side. Count holds 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dom Hamill has been really sharp. He is a pitch away from striking out the side and making it 5 straight punch outs. Ruddy leans in, nods yes to the side, 2-2. Pop foul, left side out of play. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jalen Palmer off the line at third, so some room the opposite way for Montgomery. Hamill to the plate with another 2-2. Fought off, foul. Left side over the Winston-Salem dugout. Montgomery staying alive, working a good at-bat. Next delivery to the plate from Hamill will be the 7th pitch of the at-bat. Ruddy looking for that put-away pitch. Another 2-2. Pop foul, left side now to play. Really good battle. Pace is empty, 2 gone. No score, Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Game 3-6. Another 2-2 to the plate. Fastball upstairs in the count full. Montgomery getting the call up to high A at the end of June. Had a 900 OPS in 45 games at low A. Keeps on raking 3-2. His slice foul toward the Winston-Salem dugout. And has continued to battle in this at-bat. Next pitch, number 9. Still looking for a decision. Hamill rocks into the wind. Another payoff. Fastball. Below the knees. Hamill thought for sure it was strike 3. And Montgomery works a 10-pitch walk to extend the inning for Ben Norman. What a plate appearance from the number 1 prospect in the White Sox system. Back and forth, fouling off tough pitches, and a board with 2 gone. Here's Ben Norman, open stance from the left side. First pitch. Lines it foul. First base side to the Cyclones dugout, nothing and one. Norman struck out his first time. That's with Montgomery off first, two out. Scoreless ball game, top of the third. Norman is homeward in back-to-back games to open the series. Was 2-for-5 with a two-run shot yesterday. Enters with a 10-game hitting streak. 21 for his last 43. Just under 500. 0-1. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. Outside corner, nothing and two. Norman tore it up in July. Second in the South Atlantic League with 7 home runs. Slugged 658 with 10 extra base hits. In 76 at-bats. Runner off first, two down. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Norman chased a changeup down on strikes for a second time tonight. And Dom Hamill has 7 punch-outs through the first 3 innings pitched. 2.5 complete from Maimonides Park. Still no score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Five The Wiz and no baby!
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom three from Brooklyn. Winston-Salem nothing. The Cyclones nothing here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn trying to get back on track after losses in each of the first two games of this series that has seen them score just 2 runs. Both coming into the game on Tuesday series opener were shut out. 8-0 yesterday. And had just 2 hits, both from Jose Peroza. Jalen Palmer leads off, first pitch. He swings and rolls it foul, wide to third. Nothing and one. Palmer at 179, 7 homers and 27 driven in on base at 317. Andrew Dahlquist out of the stretch. Righty's 0-1, breaking ball off the outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike. Cyclones have just 1 hit on the board. Again, it belongs to Jose Peroza. 1-1. Palmer pops it foul right side out of play. 1-2. Fortunately, Dom Hamill is yet to allow a hit through his first 3 innings to work. Palmer works out of the even stance. 1-2. Breaking ball up and in. Backed up on Dahlquist. Ducks out of the way. And the count's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jalen Palmer. Cyclones dugout thought it might have touched Palmer's head. But no movement behind home plate. 2-2. Sliced back to the screen. The count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jalen Palmer, 0-for-2 with a couple of walks yesterday, has reached in 14 straight games. Walked 10 times in his last 8. Controlling the strike zone well. Now trying to do more damage with pitches in the zone. 2-2. Breaking ball down low in the count full on Palmer. Has been working with hitting coach Richie Bennis on trying to better identify pitches that come his way. Payoff. Fastball upstairs, and Palmer with another walk aboard the lead off the bottom of the third.
Now, first base is number 38, Joe Swasey.
11 walks in his last 9 games. And Jalen Palmer aboard to begin the bottom of the Brooklyn third inning. Here's Joe Swasey. Upright open stance right side. First pitch breaking ball is high. It's 1-0. Swasey at 223, 6 homers, 25 RBIs, was 0-for-2 with a walk yesterday. Dahlquist stares at first, closes off the set, 1-0. Palmer running, pop foul by Swasey right side now to play. So Palmer will return to first. Joe Swasey 10 for his last 33 and has reached in 4 of 5 out of the break. Getting more playing time with JT Schwartz headed to the injured list. 1-1. Breaking ball upstairs. 2 balls and a strike. Palmer off first with nobody out. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the third. Dahlquist is set 2-1. Swasey pops it foul, right side down to play, count even. Swasey is really impressed as of recently because of his ability to produce despite not receiving consistent playing time. Now an opportunity to take advantage of some more sure at-bats. 2-2, tip foul into the glove, held onto by Hackenberg. And Dahlquist picks up his second strikeout. Swasey down for out number one. Back to the top of the order, here's Matt Rudick. Open stance left side. Palmer leads from first with one out. Runner goes. First pitch fastball up. Hackenberg's throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Jalen Palmer. Head of the Montgomery tag. And the Cyclones were the first runner in scoring position this evening. Palmer to second with one out for Matt Rudick. Call on the pitch was outside, so 1-0 on Rudick. Struck out his first time. Looking to work out of a 2-for-19 slump. 1-0. Fouled back. 1-1.
That's why we say be alert and aware of your surroundings, fans.
Rudick has continued to be productive in the way of getting on base. Has reached in 12 of 14. Trying to get back on track with the bat. 1-1. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Palmer leads from second. 1 out. Winston-Salem nothing. Brooklyn nothing in the bottom of the third inning. And 3 of 6. And the Cyclones trying to keep pace atop the North Division. 2-1. Fastball upstairs. 3 balls and a strike. Andrew Dahlquist has looked in command, save for a Peroza two-out single in the second. They bring a bit here into the third. 3-1. Fastball high, and Rudick works the second walk of the inning. Time called. Adam Hackenberg and the rest of the Winston-Salem infield will surround Dahlquist as they have a conversation. Jalen Palmer off second. Rudick aboard at first with 1 out. 2 walks issued by Dahlquist in the inning. And the table set for Rowdy Jordan. This is a spot that the Cyclones struggled back on Tuesday. Getting a number of opportunities, but unable to quite put it together, especially in the late stages when they had chances down by a couple of runs. Runners on base in the seventh, eighth, and then bringing the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. Yesterday, nothing to speak of offensively, but have the runners on base now trying to come through. First pitch to Jordan. Fastball upstairs. Throw it down to first on the back throw. But Rudick is back in safely. One ball and no strikes on Jordan. Switch hitter batting left. Slight open stance set by Dahlquist. 1-0. Change up down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Rowdy Jordan, who walked a couple of times yesterday, has reached in eight of his last nine games. 0 for his last seven, but still 6 for his last 21. 2-0. Fastball strike outside corner, 2-1. Palmer aboard at second, Rudick at first. No score here in the bottom of the third. Cyclones threatening. Dahlquist, 2-1. Breaking ball drops in for a strike, 2-2. Rowdy saying that he's been so happy to return to the lineup, feeling good. Feeling more and more comfortable with consistent at-bats. 2-2. Jordan pops it foul left side and out of play. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rudick off first, Palmer at second. One out, scoreless ball game, bottom of the third. 2-2. Tap foul by Jordan at back of home plate. Defensive act to stay alive, and the count holds 2 balls, 2 strikes. Some room the opposite way for Rowdy. Montgomery close to the bag at second base, holding on Palmer, and Matthews close to the line at third. 2-2. Breaking ball just off the outside corner, and the count full. Tough take from Jordan. He laid off. And now set to see a full count pitch. Payoff. Fastball upstairs, and it's a third walk in the inning to load the bases for Alex Ramirez. Palmer walking, Matt Rudick getting a free pass, and Rowdy Jordan laying off that high 3-2 fastball. On the Cyclones have the bases loaded with one out for the most dangerous hitter in their lineup. Time called as Danny Farquhar will make his way out to the mound, try and settle down his starter. Andrew Dahlquist has been up and down at times this season. Sometimes has struggled with the control. That's been a theme for him throughout the duration of this season. And trying to settle down against a Brooklyn lineup that is looking to break through. Cyclones shutout. 8-0 in the game yesterday. Not scored. Last 11 innings. Palmer at third. Rudick at second. Jordan at first. First pitch to Ramirez. Breaking ball. Called strike. Over the outside corner. 0-1. Seeming like the zone expanded just a touch for Mickey Smith behind home plate. Ramirez didn't like the call. Dahlquist is set, 0-1. Ramirez slices back to the screen, 0-2. Alex Ramirez flew out to center his first time. Was 0-4 with the Golden Sombrero yesterday. Snapped a 6-game hitting streak and 12-game on base streak. Has driven in 18 in his last 12, trying to add to that total with the bases loaded and one out. 0-2, breaking ball. Too tall, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bases full of Cyclones with one out bottom of the third. Scoreless ball game. Three walks issued by Dahlquist in the inning. Ramirez trying to take advantage. 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Hackenberg out of the crouch, reaching to his left to keep that in front. Good speed on the bases. Palmer at third. Rudick at second. Jordan at first. 2-2. Ramirez, line drive, base hit, left field. Palmer will score. Rudick waved around third. Throw in from Norman, cut off. A base hit and a pair driven in by Alex Ramirez. Brooklyn on the board first tonight. 2-0, bottom of the third. Rowdy Jordan advances to second, and Alex Ramirez delivers the big hit the Cyclones have been looking for. RBIs number 20 and 21 at High A in Brooklyn. An early 2-0 lead tonight. Here's Nick Gattis. Open stance right side. First pitch. Breaking ball called strike outside corner. Nothing and one. Gattis popped out to third his first time. Cyclones with two in this bottom of the third inning. 1-0. Breaking ball in off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. And it's such a big lift for the Cyclones offensively to see Ramirez break through. 2-0 to Gattis. Swing and a miss behind a fastball at 93. 2-1. In talking to Jose Peroza as part of the pregame, he mentioned that just got to continue to stick to the approach, work hard, get out to the field early, and the team's going to be all right. Asking him about making any adjustments, not wanting to do too much after 2 days where the offense struggled. 2-1, breaking ball, down and away, three balls and a strike. And the Cyclones have certainly made that adjustment. Not done too much. Taking their walks when they are available. Three in this inning from Dahlquist. Ramirez coming through. 2-2. Gattis fouls back to the screen. Count holds. Two in on the two-run single by Ramirez. Cyclones in front. 2-0. Bottom of the third. With two more out there. Jordan aboard at second. Ramirez at first. And a 2-2 count on Nick Gattis. Dahlquist sets first base side of the rubber. Lifts the leg, 2-2. Gattis, ground ball left side, fielded by Montgomery to second one. Throw to first in time, and a double play to end the inning. 6-4-3. Montgomery to his right, the feet of Womack. And throw to first in time to close out the bottom of the third inning. With the Cyclones get on the board first tonight. Two-run single by Alex Ramirez, driving in runs. 20 and 21 on the year. Three complete from Coney Island. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Back The Wiz and no babies!
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Four. fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Cyclones breaking through with a two-run single off the bat of Alex Ramirez to get the scoring started tonight. And Dom Hamill back to work in the fourth for the first time pitching with a lead. Has struck out seven through the first three. And a really good Winston-Salem lineup without a hit. First three innings against Hamill. Luis Mieses leads it off. Open stance left side. First pitch, a changeup off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Mieses struck out his first time. Hamill, first base side to the rubber. Lowers the glove. 1-0. Mieses pops it foul. Left side now to play. One ball, one strike. Mieses had the off day yesterday. 2-for-5 back on Tuesday. After a 1-for-12 entering this series, 1-1, wave it a miss. Mieses behind a fastball outside corner, 1-2. White Sox organization really likes that long frame, trying to cut down on the strikeouts. 1-2, fastball upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Know that he generates a lot of leverage, has that projectable strength. Began to tap into the power more last year. 2-2. Change up off the outside corner and the count full. Became more proficient, hitting balls in the air. That's a really good left-handed swing to make consistent contact, according to a number of scouts in the White Sox organization. Payoff pitch. Mieses golfs it left field. Rudick on the run toward the line. It lands foul toward the corner. Mieses, South Atlantic League hits leader, missing extra bases by a matter of feet down that left field line. Keith touched on it earlier on in the ball game, but has a walk rate of just 5%. Can make contact, but might be better served laying off some of these pitches that he's reaching for. Payoff. Mieses lifts a fly ball shallow center field. Ramirez coming on Rudick toward the alley. It's Ramirez calling off Rudick as he jumps out of the way to make the catch for out number one in the fourth. One down for Winston-Salem. Here's Tyler Osick getting the DH day today. First pitch, breaking ball, dumping in. It's 1-0. Osick was hit by a pitch his first time. Hit for the cycle yesterday. Now a three-game hitting streak. 1-0. Fastball strike inside corner, 1-1. His father, Keith, pitched 9 seasons in the big leagues, Pirates, Brewers, Orioles, and Nationals. 1-1. Pop foul right side out of play, 1-2. And is currently the head coach, Division III Farmingdale State College on Long Island, where Osick is from. Started UCF. 1-2. Osick, line drive, left field, coming on Rudick. He makes the running catch belt high for the second out of the inning. So Osick finally set down by Cyclones pitching. Contact wasn't all that bad, but hung up just long enough for Rudick to run underneath it for the second out of the inning. So bases clear, two out, 2-0 Brooklyn, top of the fourth. Here's Adam Hackenberg. Crouch stance right side. First pitch, breaking ball down and away, but Hackenberg ruled to have gone around on a check swing, 0-1. Hackenberg flew out to right his first time. One breaking ball, just low, one ball, one strike. Bases empty with two out, 2-0 Brooklyn, top of the fourth. Hamill looking for another scoreless frame. 1-1. Bouncing ball right side. Jordan, as the second baseman charges, fields on the glove hand, flips to first, and the inning's over. 1-2-3 frame for Dom Hamill in the fourth. Four straight scoreless frames to open the ball game for the Cyclones starter. Through 3.5 from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing. Game 3 of 6. The first ever series meeting between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Dash taking the first two. Cyclones trying to get back on track. Now half game out of first place in the North Division. To change that with a win tonight. Andrew Dahlquist's night is over. Worked three innings, allowing the two runs in the third. That gives way to Ty Madrigal, a 6-foot, 25-year-old left-hander, to face Consuegra, Peroza, and Mena. Now to St. Mary's in Sacramento, California. This is 31st appearance of the year, a 4.76 ERA. In 34 innings. First pitch, Consuegra takes a fastball strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Stanley Consuegra hit the ball really well to right center his first time, robbed of extra bases. 0-1 lifted high in the sky to right field, racing over Miesis toward the corner, makes the catch, two steps in fair territory, and Consuegra flies out for a second time tonight.
The shortstop, number four, Jose Peroza.
Consuegra down quickly. Here's Jose Peroza. Cyclone shortstop tonight has continued to swing it really well. First at bat, roped a single. First pitch, fastball up and in. It's 1-0. Peroza now a six-game hitting streak, is 9 for his last 19. 1-0. Fastball called strike inside corner, 1-1. Talking to Peroza on the pregame, said that it was really nice to get that vote of confidence from Luis Rivera. 1-1, brushes him off to play two balls and a strike. Said that the timing has been so much better in his swing, and from there, the rest has fallen in line. Also mentioned that he is much more of a fan of playing third base. 2-1. Fastball off the outside corner. Three balls and a strike, but willing to do what it takes for the team. Joked walking out of the interview room, I'm Jose Lindor. 3-1. Slice back to the screen and the count full. Have not seen him in action yet tonight. Nothing hit his way. But looking forward to seeing Jose Lindor at shortstop. Bases empty, one out, 2-0. Brooklyn, bottom four, payoff. Fastball in off the plate. And Peroza did not know that he worked a walk. Was ready to stay in there and swing it. Now gets the memo and will jog down to first. Peroza aboard with one out. Here's Jose Mena. But I suppose you can't necessarily fault Peroza. One, because he wants to swing the bat. But second, that's not all that unique, even in Major League Baseball, as we found out last night. First pitch to Mayna, breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. In the Astros game last night, Yordan Alvarez was gifted four strikes, and I guess nobody noticed. 1-0. Fastball upstairs, two balls, and no strikes to Mayna. Alvarez fouled off a pitch, took a strike, took another strike, and should have been strike three. He just stood there. Umpire just stood there. Pitcher didn't say anything, so just threw the next pitch. 2-0 Mayna, line drive, base hit back up the middle. Peroza will stop at second as Weaver relays in. And Jose Mayna has the third Brooklyn base hit of the night. The Cyclones have first and second with one out. But nobody seemed to realize that Yordan Alvarez, of all people, was gifted an extra strike. Fortunately, was caught on the ground out on the very next pitch, so it didn't come back to burn anyone for not knowing the situation. 2-on-1 out. Here's Jalen Palmer. Pat on the shoulder, right side. First pitch. Fastball called strike. Raising the inside corner. Nothing and one. Palmer worked to walk his first time. Stole a base. Came around to score. On the two-run, Alex Ramirez single that is held up as the only scoring tonight. 0-1. Breaking ball called strike. Outside corner. Good movement on that pitch at 74. Nothing and two. Not great speed on the bases for the Cyclones. Peroza at second, Mayna at first. 0-2 to Palmer. Breaking ball, misses inside. One ball, two strikes. Palmer with that second inning walk has now reached in 15 straight games. We're going to come through with runners on. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Palmer over a breaking ball. First strikeout out of the bullpen for Madrigal. And there are two down. First and second, now two out. Here's Joe Swazi. Cyclones first baseman struck out against Andrew Dahlquist his first time. Leans back in the stance, righty batter's box, first pitch. Fastball strike, nothing and one. Andrew Dahlquist working three innings, two hits, two earned, three walks, and two strikeouts to close out his night entering the fourth. Madrigal holds the set, 0-1. Breaking ball stays outside, one ball, one strike. Knew that he wasn't going to work terribly long. Dash trying to get him right. 6.31 ERA. Highly touted prospect. 1-1. Swazi takes up and in. Backs off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Peroza leading from second. Mayna aboard at first. 2-0 Brooklyn. Bottom of the fourth inning. Cyclones looking to add on to the lead. 2-1. Swazi bouncing ball left side. Glove hand field Matthews at third. Scurries to the back and touches it up to close out Brooklyn in the bottom of the fourth. Cyclones get two more on. The walk by Peroza. The base hit by Mayna, but can't add to a 2-0 lead. Through four from Maimonides Park. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return in the fifth here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Off we go to the top of the fifth inning from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 2 and Winston-Salem nothing. Dominic Hamill has been, as the kids say, shoving so far with 7 strikeouts. Just 2 walks and a hit batsman, no hits allowed. Meanwhile, Brooklyn has finally cracked the scoreboard for the first time since Tuesday. Just waiting on a Winston-Salem first base coach. So a gentleman out there in a three-quarter sleeve, black shirt, gray sleeves, goes out to that first base coaching box. Harvin Mendoza stands in. First one from Hamill. Curveball misses down low for ball one. Mendoza struck out his first time. He's a left-handed swinger. Hamill peeks over the beige mitt. Roxon lunges home with a 1-0. And the fastball misses up and in on Mendoza, straightening him. 2 balls and no strikes. Take a look at the South Atlantic League. Hamill pours in a fastball strike at 91. Makes it 2 balls and 1 strike. Brooklyn has fallen out of first place after the first 2 games of the series. 2-1. Cracked foul towards the rooftop and out of play. And a great grab by a 30-something on a Thursday night in New York City. Hanging out at the Brooklyn rooftop. Furnished by West Elm, by the way. So 2-2 on Mendoza. Hamill, high kick, pitch. Lined in left center field. Ramirez gliding over towards the gap. On the run, makes the catch. Ramirez, such smooth silkiness about him out there. Getting to the spot with ease. Well, good news from Lakewood. Jersey Shore leads Hudson Valley in the bottom of the fourth. 5-1. So, of course, a lot of game left to be played. But so far, Kyle Glogoski on the mound, Brooklyn's best friend. He's allowed 1 run over 4 innings. Here's Matthews with 1 out. Hamill deals the pitch. His line in the left field. Base hit. Palmer took a step to his left at third, but it sizzled on by, and Matthews has the first hit of the night for Winston-Salem. So that's the status from Lakewood. Brooklyn wins, Hudson Valley loses. The Cyclones can leapfrog into first place. And it's not a game you don't mind playing that game. You just want to get up there and stay. Cyclones went into this series leading by a game and a half. Just couldn't stick. Here's Weaver. Pitch. Roddy takes outside. Hamill missed for ball one. Wilmington hosting Aberdeen, but they're delayed in the top of the fifth from Frawley Stadium. Wilmington leading 5-3. So a rain delay at Frawley Stadium. 1-0. Slider just missed outside for ball two. Greensboro, the other North Division member, scoreless at Bowling Green, top three. Hamill from the belt, 2-0. Weaver rolls one to short. Perros has got it. Phillips to second for Jordan. Rowdy to first. Double play. Dominic Hamill faces the minimum in another cool fifth inning. The Cyclones right-hander. 5 scoreless tonight. We're halfway through the ballgame. Brooklyn 2, Winston-Salem nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our 3-game flex plan or 3-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our 3-game flex plan, choose any 3 games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our 3-game meal deal, choose any 3 games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. for more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Thursday night in New York City. Brooklyn Cyclones and Winston-Salem Dash. 2-0 lead for the Mets affiliate, leading the White Sox affiliate. As we disco our way into the bottom of the fifth on Italian night, fans wearing their fours of soccer jerseys, eating their meatball subs and cannolis, some specialty food items tonight. And a tribute to disco, working off those cannoli calories in between innings with some tributes back to the 70s. Cyclones scored two in the bottom of the third and come to the plate in the bottom of the fifth. Looking to push. Matt Rudick leads off. It's lefty against lefty. Second inning of relief for Ty Madrigal. Full windup, first pitch to Rudick. A sidearm slider that slings in. Nothing and one. So Rudick walked his first time. Came around to score in that two-run third inning. The 0-1. Slider off the plate. One ball, one strike. So far, the hero through the first four innings of offense, Alex Ramirez, had a big hit in that third inning. Cyclones got off the schneid. 1-1. Ground ball to second base. Womack slides to his right, gathers and throws to first in time to put away Matt Rudick. Take a look at the Mets affiliates tonight. AAA Syracuse in Lehigh Valley at Coca-Cola Park, down 3-1. Last night, Francisco Alvarez with a late home run, a ball that is still going, left Coca-Cola Park. Absolutely obliterated into the night. Syracuse did not win, but Alvarez floating along social today. Here's Rowdy Jordan. First pitch, pop foul into the crowd down the first baseline. No balls and a strike. Albie tonight DHing. One of the new guys to the Mets organization doing the catching. That is Michael Perez. Perez came over from Pittsburgh. It's right around the time of the Vogelbach trade. 0-1. Missed down and in. Rowdy takes. It's a ball and a strike. Double-A Binghamton. Thunderous start today. Top three in Somerset. Up 10-1, but in a delay. 1-1. Crack down the right field line, twisting from the pole towards the bullpen and out of play. A long strike two. St. Lucie in the bottom of the seventh inning at home tonight against the Cincinnati affiliate, Daytona. The Tortugas have a 5-2 lead. And then the granddaddy of them all, Mets, with a whopper of a series tonight through Sunday against Atlanta. Check in on that. 1-2. Rowdy takes outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. So far, so good. Mets up 5-0 against Atlanta. Tyler Naquin with a welcome to Queens shot. Beat Alonzo. Dan Vogelbach going back-to-back. 2-2. Ground ball knocked down. Madrigal picks it up on the mound. Spins and throws to first with a nice put out. 1-3. Madrigal had to reach up, shoot the glove out just to knock it down, then recover. And maybe one for the pitchers or athletes camp. Maybe one, but a really nice play for the second out.
Self-defense all the way. Able to knock it down. Nice job to know where the ball caromed and made an accurate throw, which is never a guarantee for a pitcher.
Here's Alex Ramirez with two outs. First toss, soft slider in for a strike. I guess we know where the DeLuca fans stand. Pitchers are not athletes. I'm with you. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball ripped out to right field. Miesis back, full sprint, turns. It's a pounder off the wall. Ramirez around first, heading for second base. The throw cut off in shallow right. Make it two hits tonight for Alex Ramirez. He doubles off the right field wall. That's Elba, brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card.
Well, I don't know if pitchers are athletes, but I know that Alex Ramirez is one, and that was an impressive shot. Have talked about it a number of times tonight. The wind playing a factor out right field, and Luis Meneses had no chance. Alex Ramirez hitting the wall on the fly, opposite field power, really impressive. And after the tough day yesterday, right back on track tonight.
Ramirez just 19 years old. That hit tool, pretty good. Here's Gattis' RBI opportunity. Madrigal deals, and the fastball hits the outside corner for strike one. Just to tie a ball on the Mets update, again, bottom of the fourth, 5-0 New York over Atlanta. Carlos Cookie Carrasco, four scoreless, one hit, one walk, and five punchies. The 0-1, change up off the plate, ball and a strike. Mets into that series, kind of the way the Cyclones were in the Hudson Valley series last week, just first place on the line, someone's got a stick. Mets up by 3.5 games into the four-game set. Boy, a lot can be decided come Sunday. Madrigal from the belt. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Brooklyn. 1-1. Gattis takes low with the fastball. Two balls and a strike. Gatti tonight a pop out and a double play ball. 0-2. Trying to drive in Ramirez. Alex has set the table with two outs. Madrigal comes to a complete stop. 2-1. Ripped in the air, deep to left center field, out towards the wall, and off the fence. Ramirez around third. He's in, standing up. Gatti gets it done. Nick Gattis with an RBI double to left center. And in the bottom of the fifth, the Cyclones take a 3-0 lead.
Well struck by Nick Gattis, left center field. Thought it might have enough to get out of here. It was closed off the top of that wall. Again, the wind playing a bit of a factor, but Nick Gattis putting together a really good at-bat with another really good swing. And the Cyclones, not like yesterday, getting runners on and pushing them across, taking advantage of a Winston-Salem pitching staff that was supposed to be suspect coming in.
That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Gatti with a big poke, his 14th double and his 34th RBI. Brooklyn looking for a little bit extra. Here's Stanley Consuegra. Back-to-back two-out doubles. Have it 3-0. Madrigal's pitch. Big slider and a strike. Nothing in one. Consuegra was the first guy that Madrigal saw opening up the fourth. Stanley flew out to right. Consuegra 0-2. The 0-1. Missed up and away at 87 miles an hour. Ball and a strike. Starter Andrew Dahlquist, 57 pitches, two runs in three innings. Cyclones get into the pen a little bit earlier than they have in the series over the first two games. 1-1. Down and in. Catcher lost it, but Hackenberg finds it and picks it up, keeping Gattis at second base. Two balls and a strike on Stanley. Swaying the bat over the plate, looking to do some damage. Madrigal set at the belt. Pitch caught on and miss. Big rip. That's a fastball type swing. But got the slow one. Slider down and in. Gattis takes a backpedaling lead off second base with two outs. The 2-2. Missed inside at 89. So Stanley's run it full, 3-2. Plants that back foot in the box. Kicks the front leg up towards his chest and softly plants it ahead of him. Here comes the payoff. Way inside behind him and back to the screen. So he walks and Gattis on the wild pitch goes down to third. That one went literally behind Stanley Consuegra's hips. So a walk, and they are at the corners for Jose Peroza, the hottest Brooklyn hitter of the week.
Well, I guess you can credit Stanley Consuegra for a good eye and a two-strike count. but I think that one was as easy a take as you could have. And the Cyclones with another free pass. Got the guy that they want up to try and take advantage.
Rose has been demolition man for the week for Brooklyn. Pitch. Chop foul at home plate. No balls and a strike. Tuesday, two hits, RBI double and a single, 2 for 4. Yesterday afternoon, the only two Brooklyn hits. Single and a double, and tonight a single and a walk. Madrigal's 0-1. Way outside with the soft stuff. The changeup at 73 miles an hour. Brooklyn up 3-0. We're in the home half of the fifth. Cyclones looking for a breakout inning. Two on, two out, the 1-1. Rip, but foul. Back behind home plate, strike two. Gattis at third has done some damage. All of this coming with two outs. Urdick and Jordan both grounded out. Double, double walk. 1-2, that's way inside. Perosa stretches the back leg out towards third. Just to try to avoid getting hit by that back foot slider. He's right back in there, wastes no time. Grips the pine tar on the center of his bat and whirls it around. Madrigal set. The 2-2. Ripped in a left center field. Headed deep towards the fence. It is off the top of the wall. Gattis is in. Consuegra around third. He scores standing up. Perosa power strikes again. It's a two-run, two-out double. And the Cyclones with two outs are pouring it on. They take a 5-0 lead.
And Jose Perosa just can't be stopped. Getting another pitch out over the plate, and that ball was stung. Just missing a home run over that left center field wall, and it was just about the height of the line drive. Nothing about how hard it was hit. And Jose Perosa locked in is an understatement right now, seeing beach balls at the plate, and the Cyclones tacking on to the lead.
Another double brought to you by TD Bank. Keep making noise for that new TD Double Up credit card. The entire inning, Winston-Salem all dressed in gray with purple sleeves, gathers together on the dirt mound. There comes Farquhar out to give him a chat. Meanwhile, the Winston-Salem bullpen getting up. Madrigal's thrown 44 pitches. Go back to that fourth inning. He allowed two base runners of the five batters that he faced. And here with two outs and sometimes two strikes, can't put away the Cyclones. Ramirez and Gattis back-to-back doubles. Consuegra walked, and right where Gattis hit it, right near that Nick's Lobster House sign. Well, that's exactly where Perosa put it. Just to the right of that LED video board in left center field. And the line score on top of the LED Dippin' Dots billboard popping on a night sky. So the meeting on the mound is over. And here's Jose Mina. Three runs in the frame, all with two outs. Runner at second base. Mina awaits. Here's the first one. And it misses outside. Slider off the plate for ball one. Mina, a worm burner single last time up. He is one out of two. Just sits that bat horizontal on his back shoulder. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Off Hackenberg's glove. Perosa started towards third, but retreats to second base. Can the Cyclones keep it going in this fifth inning? Looking for the breakout inning, looking for the breakout game, really. Held to just two runs over the first 18 innings of the series. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Mina had his eyes toward the thunderbolt on that swing. Check the count. One ball, two strikes. Rosa takes the lead off second base. Kept close by Womack, the second baseman. Pitch. Mina cuts and misses. And the inning is over. But the Cyclones, with two outs, pull a rabbit out of their hat with some magic. Ramirez, Gaddis, and Perosa all double. Three runs score, and the Cyclones more than double the lead. They take a 5-0 cushion into our trivia inning. The sixth inning is where we head next. Brooklyn ahead of Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under the sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I have The Wiz and no baby!
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones up big now at home, trying to get off the schneid in this series. Up 5-0 against Winston-Salem. Tom Hamill finished after five shutty, struck out seven, gave up one hit and two walks. Good line for him, and now to Nolan Clenny. It's a Baikal Automall call to the pen. Clenny's first batter, righty second baseman Alexander Womack. First pitch, and the slider spins off the plate for ball one. Cyclones, who took a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the fifth, plated three and now creating some big-time separation. 1-0. Slider caught on and missed, and it's a ball and a strike. Womack 0 for 2 tonight, one of the seven strikeout victims induced by Hamill. 1-1. Clenny drops the fastball low at 94. Womack just stared at it. Two balls and a strike. Just the stretch for Nolan Clenny. Set off his chest, the 2-1. Slider grounded to second. Rowdy to his right, dives. It knocks off his arm and rolls behind him. It's a base hit for Womack to lead off the sixth. And it's time for your Konikavo's trivia inning. Question here, answer in the bottom of the sixth. If you think you know the answer to this question, use the hashtag Kony, like Coney Island, KonyConvos on Twitter. Colson Montgomery stands in from the left side. Cyclones leading 5-0 against the Chicago White Sox affiliate. Two walks tonight for Montgomery. First toss. He stares at the fastball. Strike one. Speaking of the Chicago White Sox, they beat the New York Yankees on this date in 1985. That was somebody's big day. The 0-1. Rolled over to first, but foul. Swasey picks it up off the chalk. What famous Mets pitcher in a Chicago White Sox uniform at 40 years old won his 300th game? If you think you know the answer, use the hashtag again, KonyConvos on Twitter. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the frame. No balls, two strikes on Montgomery. Nobody out in the sixth. Pitch. Caught on and missed. 95 from Nolan Clenny. Powering it by the number one Chicago prospect. One away.
And that's something that Nolan Clenny has shown time and again out of this Cyclones bullpen, that strikeout stuff, especially when he gets rolling over a couple innings. Would imagine he'll be out there for an extended period tonight.
There's Ben Norman, two strikeouts tonight. One on, one out. Lefty swinger, pitch, fouled back. Clenny came down and in that time. Nothing and one. So they will ask Clenny to go again as far as he can. He's on 4 days of rest. Dylan Hall, Dyson Acosta on 3 days rest. Mets actually did send some help Brooklyn's way today, though, on the pitching side. 0-1. Missed off the plate with 87. It's a ball and a strike. Of course, the Cyclones lost two starters, Nick Swak, Carson Seymour this week, and needing some help. So today from Double A, David Griffin came down, and I would imagine makes the spot start tomorrow. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider down and in. Norman on that swing ended up on his heels. One ball, two strikes. One on, one out. Sixth inning. 5-0 Brooklyn. Winston-Salem at the plate. 1-2. Just missed up and away at 95. But not by much. Top of that square on the outside corner. Womack leads off first, held on by Swazi. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled away towards the rooftop and soaring out of play. So if Griffin did not come to Brooklyn, Cyclones would once again be kind of scratching their heads what to do to fill in those innings. It goes from your pitching staff is dominant to, can anybody in Section 7 throw an inning? We need some help this week. Another try at it. Two-strike pitch. Ground ball to short. Perosa fields. Flip to Jordan 1. Rowdy curls it and throws to first. Swazi can't pick it out on the backhand. The inning continues. Norman reaches. Womack cut down. 6-4 at second base.
And two guys up the middle trying to get on the same page. Jose Perosa, certainly not your everyday shortstop. Rowdy Jordan adjusting to playing second base again for the first time since he was in high school. So the transfer was pretty solid. The throw a little bit low. And, of course, Joe Swazi adjusting to playing first as well.
And it continues for Luis Mieses. Two outs. Pitch. Lefty fouls back the fastball. Nothing and one. The Aces, a strikeout and a flyout tonight. He just missed a double earlier in the game. A little inside-out swing the other way. They just landed foul. 0-1. Runner goes. Pitch fouled back towards the sweet level. Back-to-back foul balls up there. Nothing in two. So the sounds of some cheering fans who are happy to have a souvenir. And internally, both Nick and I are cheering that everybody's face will look the same tomorrow.
Yes.
You must pay attention at a baseball game, please, just for a little while. Plenty ahead, nothing in two. Pitch. Cracked to deep center field. Ramirez back on it, stops, turns to his right, floats, and makes the catch. The Aces got it up into the air, and Ramirez with an easy play in center. How about Nolan Clenny throwing 95 miles an hour, staying ahead, and working a scoreless sixth? The answer to our trivia question when we get back in the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0 Brooklyn ahead of Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Home half of the sixth inning from Maimonides Park under a jet black New York City night sky. 5-0 Clones leading the dash. Mets affiliate ahead on the Chicago White Sox affiliate. So with the 5-0 lead, a new arm, lefty Luis Amaya. First pitch to Jalen Palmer. The righty fouls back 95 miles an hour for strike one. Amaya takes over for Ty Madrigal. Madrigal came in that fourth inning, worked a scoreless frame, but did not quite work a scoreless frame in the fifth. Gave up 3 runs, all with 2 outs. Tough taste in his mouth as he exits the game. Amaya, the 0-1. Soft changeup on the outside corner. Strike two. So Madrigal, 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks. Did strike out 2, though, in a pair of innings. The 0-2. Jalen cuts through 95 and strikes out. So Palmer has fanned twice. Brooklyn as a team has fanned just 4 times. And there's one down. We get to our Coney Combos trivia answer in the bottom of the sixth. Has to do with the White Sox and a little bit of the Mets, of course. And on this date in 1985, pitching in a White Sox uniform, who picked up his 300th victory against the Yankees? First pitch to Joe Swazi. The righty takes outside for ball one. Nick, in 1985, I don't know how old you were. Certainly not old enough to have been there.
Negative 15.
The 1-0. Swazi cracks a liner up the middle. To the left of second base for a single. A one-out hit. Gets the Cyclones going in the bottom of the sixth, leading 5-0.
But at negative 15, I've got Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver is correct. The franchise. Heading to the end of his career, pitching with Chicago. Actually finished his big league career with Boston, of all places. But threw a jam against the Yankees. Here's Matt Rudick. Lefty takes a fastball strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. Became the 17th 300-game winner in MLB history. And did it at Yankee Stadium on Phil Rizzuto Day. 0-1. Missed a little bit high at 94. Rudick takes, and it's ball two. John DeLuca got it right. Hashtag Coney Combos on Twitter. 5-0 Clones, bottom of the sixth, one on, one out. Pitch. Rudick swings through for a strike. That was back when 300 game winners were a big deal. Probably lasted until maybe Roger Clemens threw one in the early 2000s. I'm sure somebody else recently. Maybe did CC have one recently? 300 games towards his career? I think he had one. 1-2. Fouled back.
No, I don't think he quite got there. I believe it was 250, and 3,000 strikeouts was the celebration in his final season.
I think you're right.
Because nobody wins 300 games anymore.
Yeah, that's very, very difficult to do. Next pitch, ripped foul outside of first. Nobody stays in the game long enough anymore. So it was Clemens who did it in 2003. Tom Glavine did it in 07, and I think Randy Johnson looks like the last one to the 300 club. Did it in 2009. Pitching, of course, with the San Francisco Giants, which, oh yeah, Randy Johnson pitched with the San Francisco Giants. But Tom Terrific did it back in 1985 on this date in baseball history. 1-2. Rudick grounds one towards the middle of the infield. Montgomery, the shortstop, has it behind second. Steps on the bag, snaps it to first in time. double play. Olson Montgomery flashing the leather, takes it himself to get Luis Amaya out of the inning. No runs to hit, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh. 5-0 Brooklyn ahead of Winston-Salem. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we return to Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz, and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back third of the ball game from Brooklyn. Cyclones on top 5-0 in game 3 of 6 with Winston-Salem as the rain has started to fall down on the Maimonides Park turf. Fans scattered throughout. The seating bowl. Green seats flocking to the underneath areas of the first and third base lines. Ducking for cover. In the final three innings tonight, Cyclones setting Nolan Clenny back to work for a second frame, protecting a 5-0 lead. We'll face 5, 6, and 7 in the Winston-Salem order. Osik Hackenberg and Harvin Mendoza. Tyler Osik digs in. Open stance right side. First pitch. Fastball in off the plate. 1-0. Osik, 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in the second. Looking to extend that three-game hitting streak after hitting for the cycle yesterday. 1-0, cut out and missed. 1-1. Been a reversal of fortunes for the Cyclones, both pitching and swinging the bats tonight. Got the timely hitting. Arms have been solid. 1-1. Fastball called strike inside corner, 1-2. Just happy not to be holding an umbrella at the moment. 1-2. Changeup down and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Not so fast, my friend.
Well, it was your call to go underneath tonight, and I'd say right about now, sounds like a good one.
A veteran experience.
2-2. Tap foul at home plate. Count holds. Always got to be cognizant here at Maimonides Park. The open air booth down a little bit closer to home plate. But when there is rain in the forecast, we are up underneath the overhang. Save ourselves from the elements. More importantly, the equipment. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Osik. Chased a high fastball at 94. Nolan Clenny has a second strikeout out of the bullpen and the leadoff hitter down to start the seventh. Cyclones hoping that Nolan Clenny can give them some length out of the pen, something that he has done pretty well. Had a spot start earlier this year where he was really effective. Here's Adam Hackenberg. Swings and misses at a breaking ball, 0-1. Solid last time around in Hudson Valley, had that string of 8 straight strikeouts, was unhittable. 0-1. Hackenberg takes outside. 1-1. Winston-Salem catcher 0-2. A flyout and a ground out on his line score tonight. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Backhand field, Clenny flipped to first. 2 down. So far, so good. And the top of the seventh for Nolan Clenny. Cyclones on top 5-0. Looking to get into the win column in this series against Winston-Salem. And at the moment, Jersey Shore on top of Hudson Valley 7-5 in the sixth. Two gone for Harvin Mendoza. First pitch. Change up in for a strike inside corner. Nothing and one. Mendoza 0-2 tonight. Also looking to extend his three-game hitting streak. 0-1. High fly ball right field. Will it stay fair inside the pole? It is gone. Harvin Mendoza out to right. Just fair inside the 325 marker. And Winston-Salem on the board in the seventh. It's 5-1 Brooklyn.
Well, this team's power certainly not going to be stopped. That's why the Cyclones bat's so important. They've already shown up for five runs, but two home runs from the team on Tuesday night. They go three yesterday and one more today, man. That's a lot of pop in this offense.
Here's Jason Matthews. Breaking ball outside 1-0 for Mendoza. Home run number 9. RBI number 32. And that hit gets him back over the Mendoza line. 1-0. Breaking ball strike inside corner. 1-1. That's the sixth home run of the series for Winston-Salem, whose bats have been much quieter today, but the power still there. 1-1. Check swing at a breaking ball. Held off by Matthews. Two balls and a strike. It appears that lightning just flashed off to our right. Play on at the moment. Clenny set away from the belt. 2-1. Breaking ball called strike inside corner. 2-2. Clenny stares in with the bases empty and two down, looking for that put away pitch. Fastball high and the count full. Infield straightaway, run in for Winston-Salem to get on the board. Harvin Mendoza home run, 5-1 Cyclones. Clenny, the set away from the belt, shrugs the shoulders, payoff. Swing and a miss. Matthews chased a changeup, and Nolan Clenny has his third strikeout. Good bounce back after the Mendoza home run. Winston-Salem on the board. Harvin Mendoza hitting his ninth home run of the year. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 5, Winston-Salem 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right. Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering Baseball You Can Drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. Now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
Bottom of the seventh inning in Brooklyn. Cyclones out to a 5-1 lead as the rain continues to fall at Maimonides Park. Humid night, around 85 degrees. And the Cyclones bats have been much hotter this evening. 5 runs on 7 hits after getting shut out with just 2 base hits yesterday. And top to bottom, have looked much more comfortable against Winston-Salem pitching this evening. Rowdy Jordan digs in. Switch hitter batting right. First pitch, fastball called strike outside corner. It is 0-1. So the Cyclones looking to continue to attack. 0-1, grounded foul by Jordan. No balls, two strikes. Luis Amaya remains on the mound. Left-hander working from the third base side of the rubber into a second inning of work against Jordan. 0-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball up and in at 96. One away. So, lightning falling around the stadium here at Maimonides Park. And Keith reminded me that it is a college rule that means that you got to stop play in the pros. Maybe it's the wood bats that they'll just keep on playing. One away here is Alex Ramirez. Fastball up and in. It's 1-0.
Well, it's more of a lightning with no thunder. Once thunder comes into play, it's more of a pro rule. Then we start pulling them off the field.
1-0 pop foul right side now to play by Ramirez. One ball, one strike. Well, I should have known because you see this graphic thrown around from time to time. Ray Caldwell, that Cleveland pitcher, is Ramirez swings and misses 1-2. Was knocked unconscious after being struck by lightning in 1919. Revived and then finished the game. 1-2 off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Was making his Cleveland debut and got into a heavy rainstorm. 2-2. Ramirez lines it foul over the Brooklyn dugout off the netting. Still two balls, two strikes. And it became almost unplayable. Problem was, it was in the fifth inning. 2-2. Fastball called strike three inside corner. Ramirez down looking. Two away. And, of course, fifth inning, the requisite number of frames to make it a completed game. And Caldwell pitching for his new team said, I'm going to get that last out. Got to keep it going. And got struck by lightning. Certainly no one laughing at the time. Here's Nick Gattis. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike. And now a significant flash of lightning will send the players to their respective dugouts, and we are going to enter a delay. So Caldwell, having that opportunity after being revived right on the field, said, yeah, I'm good to go, and I'm going to continue to pitch. So not going to happen at Maimonides Park tonight. No revivals, players making their way to their respective dugouts. And a 5-1 Brooklyn lead with the bases empty and two out in the bottom of the seventh. Certainly an official game. See how long that this lasts. So we will take a break and update you as we go along tonight here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain you're gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw highway diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters. Where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten. Where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking. And I'll know my song well before I start singing. It's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Time. to dedicate this to my father, Francis L. It's a song the girls in the band wrote, Lisa and Wendy.
We all reach in my stones. Let it rain, I hide the plane in the bank. Coming down like the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we try hiding weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
So tonight's game at Maimonides Park has been finalized due to weather tonight. Brooklyn does beat Winston-Salem in 7 innings, 5-1. Alongside Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you from the broadcast booth, where tonight the rain shortens it out for the night. So quick totals, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 5 left on base for the Cyclones. Winston-Salem, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors, 4 left. Dominic Hamill gets the victory. Andrew Dahlquist takes the loss tonight. So Brooklyn gets back to its winning ways, and Nick's got the scoreboard for you, so we'll look at what happened with Hudson Valley, and we'll see if the Cyclones can take over first place. So it was a fun party for a little while. We've got 6.5 innings in, and Nick, whatever it took tonight, Cyclones got it done.
Yeah, and fortunately nobody struck by lightning on the field. That's certainly a positive as we duck for cover from the elements tonight, and the Cyclones will certainly take it. The bats, even in limited action, 6+ innings at the plate, much better tonight. And Brooklyn getting a couple of big lifts from Alex Ramirez and Jose Peroza, who both drove in 2 runs with a single and then a double by Peroza in the 5th inning. Cyclones tacking on another run in the 5th inning as well to take the 5-1 shortened victory tonight. The lone run for Winston-Salem, Harvin Mendoza hitting the home run in the top half of the 7th inning. So around the rest of the South Atlantic League scoreboard, Asheville and Hickory are in the top of the ninth. Crawdads up on the Taurus 5-2 at LP Friends Stadium. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore are in the top of the eighth at Shoretown Ballpark. Jersey Shore has the lead by a score of 7-6. See if they can hold on against Hudson Valley. If they do, the Cyclones will be in first place once again atop the North Division. Bottom of the seventh in Bowling Green. Hot Rods a 6-2 lead over Greensboro. Winston-Salem and Brooklyn, of course, going final due to rain. Greenville and Rome have gone final as well. The Rome Braves 5-3 win over the Red Sox affiliate in the Greenville Drive. And in the top of the fifth inning at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, a 5-3 lead for the Blue Rocks over Aberdeen, but that's suspended and will be completed on August the 5th, which is tomorrow. So weather impacting a couple of scores around the South Atlantic League, Brooklyn and Wilmington as well. But the Cyclones getting the victory in a shortened ball game tonight. So hanging on to see if Jersey Shore can keep the lead against Hudson Valley. If they do, the Cyclones into first place in the North Division yet again with a win and a Renegades loss. In the Mets organization, Syracuse and Lehigh Valley in the top of the eighth inning, a 4-3 lead for the Mets. Daytona and St. Lucie have gone final with a Daytona 5-3 win at Clover Park. And Binghamton and Somerset suspended in the top of the third inning with Binghamton out in front to a 10-1 lead. That one completed tomorrow at TD Bank Ballpark. So a good lead for the Rumble Ponies to work with into tomorrow afternoon's conclusion of that ball game. So the Cyclones winners in the shortened ball game tonight, 5-1 the final in 6.5 innings. Brooklyn improving to 19-14 on the second half. Winston-Salem falling to 16-17. And game four of the series tomorrow, scheduled for 7 o'clock. See the Cyclones start. It's that TBA again. So that should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score. Cyclones win the shortened ball game 5-1. Join us again tomorrow. Cyclones and Dash play game four of this six-game set from Imonides Park. 7 o'clock first pitch. Cyclones pregame on the air on the Cyclones Radio Network and MILB.TV at 6:40. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Cyclones Baseball on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.